Good morning. This is Mix Matters on 101.9 The Mix. I'm Susan Winsack. We'll get our hearts pumping today. First, a leading cardiologist gives us the latest in heart wellness and treatments in a special installment of Making a Difference. And then we get the 411 on the 606, a new bike and hike trail coming to Chicago. Welcome in.
I'm Kathy Voltmer, and this is the Making a Difference program on the Hubbard Chicago group of radio stations. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
This is Mix Matters on 101.9 The Mix. I'm Susan Winsack. Well, now that we've got all this info on heart health, very soon Chicagoans will have a new place to get their hearts pumping. It's called the 606. Joining us to talk about the 606 this morning is Beth White. She is Chicago Region Director of the Trust for Public Land. Beth, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Tell us about the Trust for Public Land.
Well, the Trust for Public Land is a national land conservation organization. We've been around for 42 years, and our mission is to create new parks and conserve natural areas.
All right, and that's where the 606 comes into play.
Oh, I'm delighted to tell you about the 606. It's going to be Chicago's next great park. It's actually a park and trail system. There is a 3-mile-long stretch of elevated railroad that we're converting into a trail. So that's the centerpiece of the system. And then when it's fully complete, there'll be 6 grade-level parks. And 4 of them will be in place when we open in June.
And where is the 606?
So the 606 is located about 1800 North. So it is in between Armitage and North Avenue. I mean, exactly in the middle. And then on the eastern end, Ashland, and on the western end, Ridgeway.
And some of the neighborhoods that the 606 covers?
Humboldt Park and Logan Square on the west, and Bucktown and Wicker Park on the east.
And there are going to be places all along that where people can access the 606.
Right. There will be access points every quarter mile along the trail. Some will be in the parks themselves, and some will be ramps that are ADA accessible.
And as simple as it sounds, a 3-mile stretch of a path for people to bike, to bring out the strollers, this has been a long time in the making.
Yes, it has. There have been people dreaming about this park for 10, some would say even 20 years, but it was an active rail line, an elevated rail line. But when the freight service went away and planners started looking at this and the neighbors started looking at this, there was a lot of interest in converting that into a trail. So in 2003, the City of Chicago and the Chicago Park District published the Logan Square Open Space Plan to address the park needs in Logan Square, one of the neediest neighborhoods in the city when it comes to parks. The other 3 neighborhoods are also park poor. So that plan came out. The Friends of the Bloomingdale Trail formed. They have been strong, passionate, perseverant advocates for this park. And in fact, they're the ones who came to us and said, hey, would you work with us and help make this happen?
So people may be driving underneath some old viaducts, no longer seeing trains going across there, but we may see bicyclists and people walking, waving.
Exactly. And there are 37 of those viaducts along this way. So imagine this 100-year-old piece of our industrial heritage. Massive concrete walls, 9 feet thick at the bottom, and then they taper up. So it's a series of giant bathtubs, if you will, connected by bridges. Some of the bridges are concrete, some are steel. They have been serving their purpose for 100 years. And it's really fantastic that we're taking this now and repurposing it for the next 100 years. And the other thing that's very exciting to me, and I know a lot of parents, is that this is going to be a place where children can learn to ride their bicycles without having to cross a city street for 3 miles. It's a really unique opportunity. So there will be bicycling. There is a great deal of interest in alternative transportation modes. So that's part of the reason why we were able to get some federal transportation funds to get people out of their cars and onto bikes and walking. And it connects 3 different CTA stations, the Blue Line stations, a metro station, and around 10 bus routes. So there's going to be lots of ways to get to the park and connect for people to use this as a different way to commute. And in addition, there are 21 schools within a 10-minute walk of this park. And our goal at the Trust for Public Land is to have a park or open space within a 10-minute walk of everyone in America. Right now, we have about 10 million people who live within a 10-minute walk of a Trust for Public Land project. So clearly, we have a little ways to go, but we think this particular project is going to have such impact and is so inspirational for the way we've worked on this with the community, with these multiple agency partners, both local, county, federal, state. It's really been an extraordinary experience to take this very simple concept, as you said, and work through all the issues, the engineering issues, the issue of having an artist on the team to embed art into the project itself, not just decorate it after the fact, and also to have educational programs so people can engage with the trail, so we can get the kids out of the classrooms and into the park, but also bring the park into the classrooms and teach them about engineering. How do you do this? How do you take this old structure and make it compatible for biking and walking and strolling and concert spaces, events. It's really quite something to bring it all together.
Very exciting, too, for the people in those neighborhoods and for all of us in Chicago who are interested in biking and visiting new places and to go exploring. We're talking with Beth White. She is the Chicago Region Director of Trust for the Public Land. We're talking about the 606. Before we go any further, though, Beth, why is it called the 606?
The 606 is taken from the first three digits of Chicago's zip code. It's the one thing that unites us all as Chicagoans. The theme of this park has always been about connection. I mean, that old freight line literally was a physical barrier between these communities. And so taking it and repurposing it, taking some of the walls down for access ramps, is really going to connect people. It's also reminiscent of a train line. Oh, I got to go catch the 606. And when we did the workshops and focus groups around a name, that was the one that got the most response.
What's very exciting is this project, the 606, which has been in the making for over 10 years, is about to open.
Yes, it is.
Tell us what you're looking at, what the calendar looks like, when you think it's going to be ready for us to start walking and biking and strolling.
Well, our goal is to have it open in June. And as you know, there's 2 feet of snow out there right now, snow and ice. So, you know, working through the rest of this winter, we're pretty confident we can meet the goal of opening it in June. And what we're going to do is open it in phases. This first phase, it will be open end to end. The pathway will be in place. The lighting, the railings, all the access ramps will be in place. 4 of the parks will be usable. But the purpose of that is to make sure that we're providing access to the 3-mile-long elevated trail. That's the heart of the project. People are clamoring to get up there, and I appreciate that folks have resisted the urge during construction. But we're very excited that it'll be open end-to-end for people to use.
And if people want to follow along with the 606 and know exactly when you're going to open, what's the best way for them to stay connected?
The best way to stay connected is through our website, the606.org. And we post construction updates on a weekly basis, but please do reach out. We are, as you mentioned, in the process of fundraising. It is a public-private partnership, so we welcome your donations as well, large and small. It's a wonderful effort to support, and we would welcome anyone to join us.
When all is said and done, Beth, how much is this project going to cost?
It's probably going to be around $95 million. So you think about, we're repairing 37 bridges, having a system that will have 6 parks. When we started, there were only 2. So we think it's a bargain compared to what we would have to do in removing the infrastructure and not providing any parks. So this will be an amazing asset for those 4 neighborhoods. But citywide, we think this is going to be a really great addition. There's nothing like it anywhere in Chicago. You'll have opportunities to have all kinds of experiences, not only in the park, but learning about new neighborhoods.
Yes.
We'll have a wheel-friendly event plaza on the east end. There's an observatory on the west end. The plantings will be a flowering spectacle where you can monitor the seasons. The hypothesis is that there will be a five-day difference in the bloom period from east to west because of its proximity to the lake. So we're developing all kinds of citizen science programs to monitor that. We're working with all kinds of partners to learn about how you build parks, how you monitor these plantings. It's really going to be an exciting way to experience the outdoors and understand how transformative being outside can be for your physical health, for your mental health, and for building community.
Absolutely. We look forward to taking a stroll or taking a bike ride on the 606. Our guest today has been Beth White. She is Chicago's Region Director of the Trust for Public Land. And again, if you want to get more info, go to the606.org. And that's our show, Mix Matters, for this Sunday. Thank you for listening. I'm Susan Winsek, and this is 101.9 The Mix.